Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole.
We may not get
a bite all day.
Yeah, we don't need
it. But don't you rush away.
We're going to get fish.
What a great place to rest your bones. And mighty fine for skipping stones.
I could use, I was standing in the sun, just out there, standing in the sunshine like a big old lizard.
Yep. Finally.
Oh. Well, as you might have guessed, this is Fish and Frank, and I don't think I can whistle. He says whistling like a fool, but I don't.
I'm not even going to attempt it.
You're not even going to attempt it? Hey, I got close. You know, okay. Anyway, I feel more like Opie today than I do Andy. But, gee, Paw. All right, yeah, I've got Captain Josh Greer with us today. We're going to be talking about hunting and fishing and all kinds of cool stuff. But isn't the sunshine great?
Absolutely lovely.
It is amazing.
After the last, what, 4 days, 5 days of crap that we've had?
Oh, I just cannot believe how reliant I am. I mean, I had to go out.
I was actually sweating today. It felt good.
Yeah. I went out around back because I was going to the storeroom to see if we had this one Penrod, and all of a sudden I got in the sun. I'm like, oh yeah, and I just stood there for about a minute. You know, customer's waiting, but I said he's going to have to wait. I need some rays.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I had to get my fix.
Yep.
So, beautiful, gorgeous, welcome to Southwest Florida. It is fantastic here right now.
Yes, it is. Finally. I was starting to wonder if we were living in Florida still.
Yeah, I was about ready to move to Florida, because I know it's always nice in Florida,
exactly.
And the last week has just been yuck. So, anyway, alrighty, Dan, you've been out fishing, but you've been doing what, a lot of freshwater or saltwater?
No, been doing some saltwater fishing. Did a lot of hunting here till last weekend or so. Well, duck season just went out. So
how was the duck season this year?
Duck season was surprisingly slow this year. Probably the slowest year I've seen since I've been hunting.
Really?
Yeah, it was. I don't know why. Can't explain it. Don't know why. And I hunted from here all the way to Panama City, and it was the same thing everywhere.
You would have thought with all the cold weather, they would have been.
You would have thought.
I wonder if they got their little tail feathers stuck in the ice.
They may have. It's funny, you know, here in the harbor and in the river, usually there's between 6 to 10,000 bluebill ducks that use that river every year.
Oh, I would say easy, yeah.
Yeah. And this year there was maybe 200-300.
Really?
Yeah, until day before yesterday I drove over the bridge, and now there's 10,000 of them sitting out there. So I don't know if they know that they have a calendar and they know when season ends and begins, but... and it was, like I said, it was that way from here to Panama City. I hunted up in Panama City for 4 days, and it was slow up there. I mean, we did okay, you know, but you really had to hunt. You had to sit most of the day. It wasn't go out in the morning, shoot your limit, be done. It was a hunt.
you really had to work for it this year. Were you on Istapoga, Trafford, Okeechobee?
I didn't hunt Istapoga. I hunted Okeechobee. I hunted some private land down in Immokalee, and then I hunted up in Panama City this year.
Okay. Were you, and now you live right here in Port Charlotte, and so between the hunting, have you been to any exotic freshwater stuff or anything?
Haven't yet. Okay. That'll start here directly. I've got 8 or 10 trips booked for down in Homestead doing the peacock bass thing starting the end of April. So,
yeah, I got to get together with you on that. I'm going to.
Yeah, I got you and your dad got to come down there with me.
Yeah, I think if nothing else, we'll just drag my little boat with us too, but we can fish out of yours, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And because I'm thinking about giving my daughter that boat. So,
yeah.
Because she finally got a house, and her and the kids and all that, they like to go boating, but the kayak doesn't work.
No.
So I've got a porta boat.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about taking that up and letting her have it because it'll fit in her weird little Honda car.
There you go. Know?
And she's strong enough to handle the darn thing.
Absolutely.
Anyway, the peacock bass fishing, that's something I think is going to be really good this year. We've had a real cold spell, but did they get the real cold
down
there?
They didn't get the cold down there. I talked to my dad when we were in that real bad cold.
Right.
And it was in the high 40s down there. It wasn't real cold.
So that's not going to kill them.
No, and those canals are so deep that they survive. They get lethargic for a couple of days, but
kind of like snook, where they just still just kind of lay up for a while, but it's not gonna
And with weather like this, where it goes from cold to being 85 today, today would probably be a great day to go peacock bass fishing.
Yeah, that's something you, me, and my father are gonna have to do this year.
We will.
And
I just actually got a lot more interest in it here in the last week or so. Evidently, as you know, I filmed a TV show down there a year and a half or so ago, and they've been airing it for about a week now. So I've been getting phone calls about it, and we'll be doing that here in April, start fishing down there again.
Well, that's cool. And so you said you've been doing some saltwater fishing. What's been going on with that?
Well, been hiding from the wind and the weather.
Poor Mallory went out. She said she stayed in a fetal position for 4 hours throwing up, you know, and she's tough.
And she's tough as nails.
Yeah. And I mean, cute as a button, tough as nails. And for her to be down in the bottom of the boat, that's a nasty day.
So I just been hiding, fishing in the bayou over in Boca and fishing docks and stuff.
How's it been going?
Real good. Still some black drum around, not as many as there was. The sheep's head bite's been real good. And then last week, I guess it was, I got into one dock was just loaded with oversized redfish.
Really?
Yeah, I sat there and caught a bunch of big oversized redfish.
Okay, what's been the bait of choice?
Shrimp.
Shrimp.
Just pieces of shrimp on a little tiny hook, just sheep's head rig, basically. Now, once we caught those, started catching those redfish, I started using cut pinfish.
And now, everybody's talking about cut pinfish this year. And now, I can tell you, it's been a number of years since anybody's really talked about it.
Yeah, pinfish has not been a hot bait for a long time.
Long time. And now, all of a sudden, chop the pinfish into pieces, and that's what the fish are eating.
Yep. Those redfish that were on that dock, you put a piece of a pinfish on there, and it didn't last seconds, and they were on it. I mean, I'm talking 30-plus inch fish, you know, big fish.
Wow. No, so that's cool. Now, with the redfish, we're using a slip sinker, split shot?
Just a split shot.
And so, like a number five split shot,
yep.
And just pitch that chunk of pinfish underneath there?
Yep. And actually, they weren't holding on the dock. They would be where the boat would usually sit on the dock, you know?
Right.
Which is usually where the hole is, you know, from the motor all the time. So, but we just sat there and whacked on them for 45 minutes. We probably caught 20-plus fish. Over 30 inches. Got one fish that was legal out of the bunch.
Well, that's a tough problem to have.
You didn't hear me complaining.
Yeah, that would be a tough problem.
Especially on little 3,000 size reels and 6 to 14 pound rods, you know.
That's amazing amount of fun. And to be able to keep them away from the dock, keep them out of the
pilings. Yeah, they didn't really try to run to the dock. They all ran into open water. So, which was perfect.
The gods liked
exactly.
you. I mean, the gods were cloudy, overcast, raining on you and said, we will give Josh a break.
Exactly. And, and that day, I needed a break bad.
Your fish will run away from the dock.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I've had the gods go both ways on that. All of a sudden, Poseidon goes, no, all your fish will circle the piling.
Exactly.
You know?
What was really neat about those fish were, I don't know, evidently they'd, well, from the color of them, they had just come in out of the Gulf, evidently, because they were really white, real pale.
They had the little blues on them and stuff.
But this,
I think,
was
escaping
most,
that cold water in the Gulf.
It may have been, but these things were the most beat-up crew of fish I've seen in my life. I've got pictures of them. A couple of them had, you could actually see the shark tooth marks on both sides of the fish where it had been in their mouth.
So
all their fins were chewed off. I mean, they got their butt kicked.
So they weren't escaping the cold weather. They were escaping,
they may have been escaping
the presence.
Whatever else was out there.
Something was
every single fish we caught was beat up.
Yeah, well, at least you gave them a little bit of food and, you know, an exciting time, a little bit of food, some fun, and turned them back. And,
exactly.
You know, so that actually worked out pretty good for that school of fish.
Yeah.
You know, they had to work for their lunch, but at least they got lunch.
At least they got lunch.
So, that's amazing that they were that beat up inside.
Yeah, I've never seen them that beat up like that.
Because 30-plus inch redfish, that's a pretty stout fish.
Yeah. And the teeth marks that were on the fish, it was a big shark that had this thing in his mouth. I mean, there was very ample space in between the teeth marks in it. I mean, it was a good-sized shark.
Wow.
I don't know where they came from or what they got into, but they messed with the wrong crowd somewhere.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's what happens. You know, you go out cruising around, you're going to get in trouble. You just, you know, you think you're tough, and the next thing you know, you're getting your butt kicked by a bigger gang. You know,
exactly.
It always works that way. So what were the sheephead doing? Pieces of shrimp?
Pieces of shrimp, same thing, a number five split shot with a little number one hook and a piece of a shrimp. Last couple weeks, you know, shrimp's been tough, as you know. A few days.
We've been very lucky, but from what I hear, a lot of the coast is out of shrimp.
Yeah.
But we buy from so many places. We haven't had a down day yet.
Right. You know, so actually the two days I fished, I didn't even take live shrimp. I just took frozen shrimp, cut them in pieces, and works just as good as live shrimp, if you ask me.
And as long as you get ours that are in the Ziploc bag.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the only frozen shrimp I'm buying is ours.
If you get ours in the Ziploc bag, that they go from the tank into the freezer.
Right.
Once frozen, there's no mush, there's no gush in them.
Exactly.
And, the ones that we end up having to buy and resell, those are kind of iffy.
Yeah.
You know,
every once in a while you get a good batch of them.
You get a good batch every once in a while, but sometimes I think they leave them sitting on the dock too long and they kind of thaw out
and then
throw them back in the
them.
Freezer yeah. again. Yeah. Some of them look like they're twice froze,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is not good. The only ones I know are not twice froze are the ones in the Ziploc bags that we do.
Right.
So anyway, going back, what's your advice for this week?
Well, it looks like this week's going to get nice again.
It's going to be 80 until Wednesday.
Exactly.
It's supposed to stay 80 degrees all the way through the week, although
yeah.
we've got a little bit of rain coming
Wednesday
or Thursday.
I don't know that rain that's coming is really a cold front rain. I think it's almost tropical rain from what I saw.
It could
I don't know.
Well, they got that front that's coming across. That
right.
high pressure moved off the West Plains over there,
right.
over the, you know, it was in the southwest,
right.
big high pressure zone. Well, that moved out of the way, and now those storms are just coming right across California, coming straight across the Midwest.
Right.
And I think what they're planning on is us catching part of that.
The tail end of it,
but
yeah.
that's been drawing the water, the moisture out of the Caribbean, bringing
right.
it up towards the Gulf up here.
Right.
It hasn't been like bringing the rain from north down to south.
Exactly.
So I don't know how bad it's going to affect us.
I don't think it is. I think I'm hoping at least that we can kind of get in a normal pattern here again, you know, some warmer temperatures.
You've been over by Bull Bay, Turtle Bay?
I haven't messed around over there much lately.
Because the big news over there, of course, is the shrimp Rockport combination.
Yeah.
And I don't know, have you tried that yet?
I have not.
Yeah. So many people talking about it, and we've got a bunch left, but I mean
right.
or we've got some left. We got a I can't tell you how much money I just spent on Rockport rattlers. God, I just had a depressing thought of how much money I gotta pay. But on the other hand, everything else around here has been kind of iffy and
yeah,
everything
well,
else, and now all of a sudden we're looking at several days
here. If we can get a constant weather pattern, you know, to me, I don't care if it gets cold. Obviously, I don't want it to get cold, but if it gets cold and stays that way, that's okay, because you can figure them out. The fish are going to get in a pattern. If it'll get warm and stay that way, they'll get in a pattern and you can figure them out. It's this constant up and down that's just been killing us.
But this should be the week on Monday, Tuesday.
I think we're pretty well out of the cold.
Monday, Tuesday are supposed to be or should be phenomenal fishing days.
Right.
If you can get out, if you're retired, you're not working,
yeah.
get on the boat, get out, get some fishing in, beautiful weather.
Because yeah, you're going to have 80 degrees till then, and then you got a little bit of some weather coming, so that's going to turn them on before that front gets here or whatever is coming.
Well,
so those days should be very
yesterday
good.
Yesterday we just had the clouds. We didn't, you know, it was kind of dreary, but
right.
it was still even barometer. And
yeah.
now today, the beautiful sunshine. Tomorrow, gorgeous and sunny.
Yep.
Monday, Tuesday are going to be gorgeous days. I got to go to court. I got, you know, the guys who robbed us. I got to
yeah.
go to court Monday. I've got dirt coming for a project. I got the house, and then I've got.
So you're not going fishing.
I don't think I'm going to get out. I'm going to try and sneak out for a little while, maybe Tuesday afternoon or something, see if my dad wants to go or something.
I've never seen him say no.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, gee, you want to go fishing? Oh, yeah, okay. Well,
yeah.
You know.
You got to twist his arm.
Yeah. A slight mention in it, you're
oh, yeah.
committed.
Oh, yeah,
you're
going.
Committed, yes.
So
anyway, but, yeah, I'm going to try and get out either Tuesday or try and get out.
I know I got to fish Wednesday, so I'm hoping that weather will stay solid.
If it comes in late in the afternoon, Wednesday will be the
Wednesday
best day.
Wednesday morning will be on fire. Hopefully. That's
yeah.
what I'm hoping.
Yeah, Wednesday morning should be the best day, right before any kind of fronts hit, anything
yep.
else. Those fish, they've had all this nice moderate barometer. They're going to be feeding like crazy.
Yep.
What's your game plan for Wednesday? Where are you going?
I'm going to go put in at Placida. I probably, Wednesday, if the weather's nice in the morning still, I probably will run over towards Bull and Turtle and look around over in there. And
right at the mouth of Bull Bay.
That's been,
and not the major mouth, but the little side cut in.
Right.
That's where it's been going on.
Yeah.
And if by a miracle happened, you could be first one in Gallagher's.
Oh, yeah.
That would be the bomb.
That would be a miracle, though.
Yeah, it's going to be a miracle, first one in the Gallagher's, yeah, because so. There's only space for two boats,
right?
And everybody else, you know, there's just nowhere for you to be,
nope.
You know. Either the first two boats get there and everybody else is done.
Yeah, either that or I'm going to run down in Pine Island Sound. There's some fish down there I want to go look at. That should start turning on here real soon, too, so.
Yeah, and we've been kind of getting ready for a tent sale. Because we got so many big names coming to that this year. Mark Nichols, Gary Loomis, Eric Boxnick, the owner of Mirror Lure,
yeah.
Barry, owner of Star Rods. The list goes on and on. What a tent sale this is going to be this year.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Every year, I don't know if we can outdo last year, but we seem to do it every year. So this one's going to be tough to top, though, next year.
Well, I can tell you, last year will be tough to top. If we can even get close to last year's. But I think we've got enough big names and people coming that I think we're going to do okay with it. It's a rather expensive thing to put together.
Oh, absolutely.
And we've been so phenomenally lucky, and everybody's been so great. What makes it cool is the customers. The
absolutely.
Nicest people on the planet.
Absolutely.
They sit and they're not impatient. They tell each other fishing stories. Everybody's laughing, having a good time. It is the weirdest event I've ever been to.
No, I'll tell you this much. And you know, Frank, I work a lot of shows for dealers and for, you know, I worked at Bass Pro for years and sales at Bass Pro and sales at all these other stores are kind of a pain. You know, because customers are impatient. You know, Black Friday at Bass Pro Shops is a disaster waiting to happen. You know,
right.
That's where you get to see grown men act like 5-year-olds, you know. We don't have that here, though, at the tent sale. I mean, everybody comes in. They don't care if they have to wait 15, 20 minutes. They don't care.
They're just
hanging out.
They're
having a good time.
I've never seen anything else like it, but it's like we always say, when we have off time, where do we go? We come in here and hide out.
Well, look at me today.
You're right. We're hiding from the world. We're Fisher Franks. We don't have to deal with all that stuff out there.
Exactly.
It's different. But anyway, I really don't know what to talk about after this. Any good advice for people? And
get out there in the next couple of days and get fishing. I mean, we finally got some great weather. Let's take advantage of it.
Oh, you know what? I was going to talk about, too, and the water flow patterns in the harbor are, once you kind of get them in your head, it makes things easier to figure out. But the west side's been on fire lately.
Right.
It has been holding more fish, better fish, and it's because the incoming tide comes through Boca Raton Pass, through the straits there, and then hits that east side and pushes 80% of that water goes up that east side. And
right.
That's cold, salty water out of the Gulf.
Right.
Now, the east side, when the tide goes out, the west side, as the tide goes out, it sucks the water out of the rivers, those creeks,
everything else. A little warmer water, yeah.
And all that warmer water goes down the west side, and I think that's why it's been doing so much better.
Absolutely.
But I checked the on fishandfranks.com, weather tides, Peace River.
Right.
When you look at the bottom graph, it tells you the height in Arcadia, and it's about 4 feet.
Right.
So you got 2 feet of water flowing at us, a little influx of fresh water coming down. It's going to be hitting that west side. Now, it's going to depend upon what the temperature is. If we get this nice sunny days and
it's
all that brown water coming
quick.
Down, that should really get a nice warm water
Absolutely.
Influx to the west side. But all that cold, icy rain, that really had shut the west side down for the last couple of days.
Because it's been taking that water out of the rivers.
Yeah, and it's sucking that fresh water. You got fresh, and it's cold. That
right.
rain was cold.
Absolutely.
Now, I was thinking the west wall was going to slow down, but I actually think it's going to pick up again.
It may with this warm weather, with all this sun that we have. I mean, you walk outside right now, there's hardly a cloud in the sky, and it's beaming hot.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Now, if you're in Minnesota or Illinois, Michigan, Ohio, I apologize.
It's your own
but
fault.
It's gorgeous.
There's roads that go south.
It's beautiful here. I mean, it's 80 degrees. It's sunny, light breeze. It's
right.
perfect. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize. Frank, my son, tough noogies.
Exactly.
He's in central Wisconsin up there. It is -2. Oh, gosh.
That's I don't know tough. Why anybody would want to do that.
Yeah, he likes it, you know, but he's big into muskie.
Yeah.
He's a big musky kid.
We don't have those here.
No, we don't have those here, but I will trade a cobia for a musky anytime.
Any day.
I love catching muskies when I was a kid and pike and all that, but musky... Cobia, sorry, cobia wins.
Yeah, every time.
And it's warm and sunny where you fish for cobia.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, I think that's about all we got to talk about today. What I want to do is say, stay warm, be safe. Absolutely. Up there. You got a lot of snow, a lot of weird stuff coming. And I hope you don't have to go by Atlanta for the next storm.
Oh,
man.
That would be horrible.
Can you imagine? You got an inch and a half of snow. But they did have a lot of sleet and ice.
Right.
I'll give them that. A lot of sleet and ice. But it's going to take them a month to get all those cars off side
exactly.
of the road. Yeah, that's amazing. But anyway, this is Fish and Frank. And hopefully you guys are warm, safe. And hopefully you're vacationing in South Florida.
Absolutely.
This is the week. It's perfect. It's gorgeous. Thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you on the next Radio Fishing.